I take the talent part very serious. I think that's maybe where people, if anyone was to even feel threatened by me, I'm not saying they are, but if they were, I think that's what would threaten them. It's not my hat. It's not anything else but just the raw talent that's put into it out there, and people realize they can't do that. They haven't worked hard enough all those years like I have. Like, I'm not worried about anybody. I worked so hard for so many years, and I know what I'm good at. And there's not really anybody that I think that can come out there and threaten me on the stage.
White artists in hip-hop are comparatively rare. Often it is said that black people are the ones who innovate, whilst whites are the ones who replicate. Such a statement may not be true all the time and for all styles of music, but it is certainly true for hip-hop. By the early 90s, after Kid Rock had released and toured with his first album, there were many more white rappers and hip-hop artists than there had ever been before. One such example is Marky Mark, otherwise known as Mark Wahlberg, who was to eventually become a successful actor. However, the most famous white rapper who hit the big time and worldwide fame in 1990 was Vanilla Ice. Vanilla Ice, like Marky Mark, was widely labelled as a hip-hop wannabe. His big hit record, the Queen sampling Ice Ice Baby, instantly showed the world the status he was trying to achieve. That of a tough, mean homeboy. Yet trying to be authentic to the hip-hop lifestyle and earning himself street credibility was ultimately all in vain. Regardless of what the truth actually was, he was quickly accused of play-acting and being a fake. As Ice-T once remarked, if Vanilla Ice had street credibility, what street was it? Sesame Street? The hip-hop world, especially its fans, does not take kindly to those who play-act. The result was widespread derision, and Vanilla Ice was finished. However, with Vanilla ridiculed, white rappers everywhere started to gain the same reputation. It didn't matter if they were genuinely authentic hip-hop lovers who had grown up with the culture and supported it all their lives. They were no longer to be tolerated. Kid Rock was one of the genuine ones, but the fact that he was not purely into hip-hop, but also incorporated a whole myriad of influences into his music, was bearing no weight with the record-buying public and media tastemakers. Nor did it seem was it important that he actually had a decent amount of talent. The fact was, he had white skin, and this meant he was now woefully out of fashion. It was inevitable that Kid Rock would get swept along with the whitewash. In the height of it all, Jive Records, finding him surplus to their requirements, dropped him like a stone. He was enraged. To this day, he still harbours great resentment towards Vanilla Ice, Marky Mark, and all those other fakes who had made his life complicated. Due to having grown up in the suburbs, on the streets, and with hip-hop on the decks, he rightly declares himself to be qualified and true to the art. He always maintains that he never lifts or steals anything. He merely takes what has always been part of him and puts it into his music. He is one of the few white rappers to whom the age-old phrase, keeping it real, undoubtedly applies. If Kid Rock's interviews and hateful diatribes are anything to go by, Vanilla and Marky should hope that they never get stuck in a lift with him. Vanilla Ice was also the subject of an open letter written by Kid telling him to forget about his new rock and rap crossover project he was planning, or else. Regardless of whose fault it was and the politics behind it, the fact remained that Kid Rock was now without a record deal. But he had not come all this way only to be knocked down. And sure enough, he was soon back with a vengeance and was as rockin' and as angry as ever.